Jim Hawkins.
So as I mentioned about 10, 15 minutes ago, if there's something you need some help with, if there's something that someone else listening to the show or someone we can track down can give you some assistance or some support with, let us know and we'll see what we can do. Stefan sent us a message saying this: I wonder if anybody out there can help. I'm a technophobe and I don't have a clue with anything technical. Is there anybody or is there a course I could do to learn the basics of everything technical? That would be great, said Stefan. I hope Stefan's listening. Jenny Taylor is Chief Executive of the Roy Fletcher Centre in Shrewsbury, who may well be able to help Stefan. Jenny, thank you for joining us on BBC Radio Shropshire this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What support can you offer for people like Stefan?
Right. So on a Monday and a Wednesday morning, we run a digital skills club for people 65 plus. And we have volunteers who work one-to-one with learners. The learners bring their own device, so phone, tablet, laptop. I mean, if they've got a desktop, then we can, you know, we've got some of those here, obviously.
Yeah.
There are sort of things that we go through with them. So, I mean, even as basic as can you switch your device on? We've had people that come with a brand new box, their device in it. Family have said, you've got to get yourself a device. They're too scared to get it out of the box. So literally, we've done all the setup, got it switched on. So we start from very basic, and then it's things like emails, photos, contacting relatives. So in a way, we have things that we say, well, is this something you'd like to learn? But if the learner comes and says, this is what I want to learn, then, you know, we'll do that as well. You know, teach them what they want to know.
Yeah. And so some people are so anxious about the technology that they haven't even got it out of the box yet.
Yes, we've literally had a learner come with that. She said, I've got it because family said I needed it, but I'm too scared to get it out of the box. So honestly, of any level, then you know, you're welcome here and we will help you.
So some people in circumstances like that might feel kind of embarrassed about admitting they don't know anything about it. How do you kind of help them over that issue?
Well, I think they need to want to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing is, it's on a one-to-one basis. So you're sitting in a room. I mean, currently we have sort of four learners with four volunteers. And so whatever you're discussing with your volunteer, nobody else knows anyway. And I think all our volunteers do this because they just love sharing. They put everyone at ease. And honestly, it doesn't matter what level you're at. They're just so happy to be sharing knowledge. And
yeah.
As I say, it's not like being in a group where you've got to put your hand up or ask, you know, oh, I don't know how to do this, because it's one-to-one. It's all very quiet. And that's it. It's just a very nice atmosphere here.
Yeah.
And,
It's all sorts of all levels of technology, including smartphones.
Yes, yeah, that's the beauty with our volunteers, is they've all got areas of expertise. So if one volunteer doesn't know, then another, you know, can sort of jump in and help. So yeah, we cover pretty well everything. This is by appointment. So if when a person rings up and says, "Oh, I'm interested in joining the club," we will talk to them obviously first and sort of say, well, what device have you got, and roughly what, you know, what is it that you want to get out of the sessions that you're coming for. So we will know, you know, from the off what device they've got, what system it is, etc., so we can then match them up with somebody, with a volunteer who's got that knowledge, you know. So yeah, that's no problem.
And how do they feel when they're helped to do all these things? What do they say to you about the experience?
They feel actually quite, I think comments have been, it's great because I don't have to ask the family now, because family are always so busy and don't really have the patience. And they go away and, I mean, they'll come back the next week and say, because of this, I had the confidence to go into whatever phone shop and tell them this or ask them this, because I know what I'm asking now. You know,
wow.
If they've been unhappy with it. So it gives them a confidence. Yeah, and from that, then they go on to discover more or want to learn more. You know, they might come wanting to know one thing, but when they think, oh, actually, that's not quite so scary, and that was pretty easy, then they will look at other things, and their mind's open then. You know, but what we want is to teach people what they want to know. You know, so that it's all about, it's centred around the person sat in front of our volunteer. It's not, well, we've got a script, this is what you're going to learn. There's none of that. We listen to what the learner wants.
If someone listening to this wants to be part of this, wants to find out more, book themselves on to a session, then what's the nice, simple, low-tech thing that they can do, Jenny?
Do you know what? Ring us up. I'm not even going to say send us an email. Ring us up. Ring us up. And do you want the number now?
Yes, please. Yeah. Center,
so it's 01743-341-300.
Okay. That number again, 01743-341-300. If, like Stefan, you want help with this kind of thing, Stefan says, I'm a technophobe, I haven't got a clue with anything technical. You mentioned this is for over 65s. If Stefan doesn't happen to be 65 or over, maybe we'll lend him a false beard or something. Do?
Well, the other thing we've got running as well is a Thursday Fix IT group, which is run, again, by a whole group of volunteers.
Yeah.
They tend to fix computers, you know, or whatever, you know, where they're running slow or something. But they will also help with, you know, if somebody wanted to know how to, I don't know, send an email, for instance, or download photos. They can. That is based on a drop-in basis. On a Thursday morning, they can come in, they will get help. And they can come back as many weeks as they like for help. As I say, that's from 10 o'clock, and that is a drop-in. There's no appointment for that. So, you know, just come along with your device, with your problem, you will get help.
Okay. To find out more about either of those, then the number again, 01743 341 300. Jenny Taylor, Chief Executive of the Roy Fletcher Centre, which is in the centre of Shrewsbury. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Right. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jenny. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you are Stefan, or if, like Stefan, you're a technophobe, you haven't got a clue with anything technical, you want some help to find out what you can do, then that's where you can get it, in the Roy Fletcher Centre in Shrewsbury. Give them a call to find out more. 01743 341 300. They are already at your level, all right? They know what you need to do. They know the kind of situation that you're in. If you want tuition on that kind of thing or a bit of support, 01743 341 300. Jim Hawkins. BBC.